I have my shit on. It was like, I can hear the callers can hear me, but the audience can hear
see,
the callers.
See, that's the shit. I'm going to go live, but that's the shit I'm talking about. See, I was having those problems before, and you were like, nah, dog. So I switched over to my other thing. Yeah, but I was having those problems before, so I had to, it's something in the, because I got the new one. I got the Rodecaster 2, and I was having the same problems. But anyway, but.
Maybe I got to update my Rodecaster or some shit. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know what it, yeah. I used another thing, but it's something in the settings that you've got to unlock the outputs so people can hear as well. But anyway, we're live. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, the D, with my dog, this Lucario, the bad boy. But you can you can clap yourself, can't you? Great, can you clap yourself?
Exactly. You can go ahead. You can go ahead and clap yourself. Just go ahead.
I just want to make sure you can clap yourself in and all that.
So, guys, the caller number's at the top. That's the caller number for today because the other caller number is Act a Funny Style Only. But, you know, so call in 563-999-3050 is the number.
563-056. Yeah.
Oh, 3056, my bad.
Yeah, you know, I was like, what the fuck? Yeah, so we got a great show today because, like, we know what's amazing is how people don't see women are not the problem. It's the modern man or that's male that has an agenda that wants to make guys more like women because they don't understand they're creating problems and issues. And I got, we have one clip we had on the back end and stuff like that, but I want to get your take and we'll show the clips and get your thoughts and take calls. But what say you, Lucario?
Yeah, man, I think, you know, the problem is that these modern men, what they do is that they basically blame the woman.
Yes.
Everything's her fault. They don't see their part in the equation. Because, even, for example, when dudes talk about, oh, man, I don't like these women with high body counts. I'm like, well, wait a second. How the fuck did they get the high body counts? Weren't the men fucking them? Weren't you guys trying to fuck? So what are you complaining about?
Right.
So all the stuff that they complain about, they forget their part in the equation.
Yes.
They act like women are just doing shit and they're not there. No, you're there. You're in a situation where you allowed a woman to disrespect you and then you kept going. You kept dealing with her. You kept interacting with her. You were in situations where you didn't check a chick when she needed to be checked. And then what they'll say is, well, you know, I shouldn't have to check a girl and she should know how to act and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, bro, you got to understand, when a woman comes into your presence, she is coming into your world. So you have to tell her how to act in your world. Just like when you go into someone's house and they say, listen, you got to take your shoes off before you come into the living room. They're letting you know how you're supposed to behave before you get in here. It's the same thing with women. You have to tell them how they're supposed to behave before they deal with you. So if you're dealing with a chick and you're not, you know, telling her how to behave and then she's on some other shit, that's on you because you're not actually giving her those instructions. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I'm going to show you this because we got two of them. And you can see why women don't want these kind of men to control anything when it comes to household and relationships because a lot of these men have this false perception. Now, this comes from Zag and everything, and I got one for me, but I want to give Zag the credit for this one because we got this on the back end. Wait, where is it at? Can I click it? Hold on, why the fuck can't I click it? Wait, what the fuck? I cannot click it? I can't click it. Wait, I can click that. Hold on. I got to see why I can't click it. Wait a second. Let me see. Let me bring up another. Hold on a second. Watch this shit. I got this shit. I'm going to fix this. Hold on. It's like everything wants to fuck up today. Hold on. Let me go in here. And I'll click it in. But I got to load out my other computer, my monitor. And I'm sure I'll probably be able to do it from that monitor. So let me grab this right here. Okay, so let me go ahead and click it in and grab it. Here we go. All right, here we go. So this is it right here. So there it is. So look at that right there. So he's saying, I can't be that special. See, if I got to compete. Now, let's break this down bit by bit, Lucario. Let's take every line by line because from the moment of conception, Lucario, you have been competing.
Right, exactly.
From the moment of conception to get to the egg, you have been competing. All your life, you have been competing. And yet this individual wants to say, I can't be that special if I got to compete. What makes you special is when you compete and win.
Mm-hmm.
But what say you on? Let's go line by line. What say you on that?
Yeah, well, see, the problem is that, you know, see, he's well, the thing is he's saying I can't be that special if I got to compete. But the reason why he's saying that is because, see, he wants to be special in the sense of he wants to be coddled. He wants people to love him. He wants people to like him. But he doesn't see himself as special as the fact that he is the only one of him. You see what I'm saying?
One of one. One of
right, because he doesn't see that he's that guy, right? He feels like, and this is the funny part, he feels like it's a competition in the sense of, man, well, I got to go up against all these other guys. And, of course, all these other guys are better than me because I don't think I'm shit. So, of course, you're going to pick the other guy. Of course, you're going to want to be with the other man. So this is what a lot of these guys think. But the problem is that what he doesn't realize is that because he's one of one, because he's unique, what happens is that if a woman wants to fuck with him, she can only get that experience from him. But if he doesn't understand that about himself, then what's going to happen is he's not going to be able to put that in the forefront for that to even occur, for that experience to even happen. So because he don't believe in him, that's why the women don't believe in him. That's why he can never connect with a woman. That's why women don't see him as anything, because he don't see himself as anything. And that's usually what happens with a lot of these guys. And they start complaining, no, these women are like this, these women are like that. And I'm like, well, these women are actually correct in seeing you that way because you see yourself that way. So they're just following your lead regardless anyway.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. And if you look at it, what is he saying? He says, imagine putting all that work to be played at the end. See,
right.
This is where they understand. We don't put work into women. Who says we put work into women? We put work in ourselves, and the women put work in to get us. The
right.
Fuck you talking about? We're not sitting here trying to where does this notion come from that we're the one? See, when you are a modern male, you worship women. You think women are special. You think women are God's gift to whatever the fuck you is your fucked up ass world. But we don't compete to get motherfucking women. They compete to get us. That's the difference. Because, right. See, listen to what he's saying. That love shit. Lucario, I'll say this before I throw it to you. I tell my guys all the time, I don't fucking fall in love. I fall into respect. That love shit is for fucking women. Mm. Women should fall in fucking love. And if you're falling in love with anything, you should be falling in love with your motherfucking self. You don't fall in love with anybody else but yourself. Lucario, what say you, my brother?
Yeah, that's the fact because, you know, it's funny because we put it up back up real quick because he said, imagine putting in the work just to be played at the end, right? And the problem is that the part where he says just to be played in the end, this is what these guys think of themselves.
Yeah.
They already say this as fact. Like, it is a fact that I'm going to get played in the end. So why would I put in all this work if I'm going to get played in the end anyway? Because that's the reality right now. But guess what? The reason why they're getting played in the end is because he doesn't think he's that special. You see what I'm saying? So it all connects. Then he says that love shit got to be mutual. See, he wants to be loved by the woman because he doesn't love himself.
Yeah.
So he's like, well, hopefully I can get a woman to love me, even because I don't love myself. So maybe this woman will love me, and then she can show me that I'm special. She can show me that I'm somebody because he doesn't believe he's somebody himself. So the thing is, he's like, oh, well, that love shit got to be mutual because he already loves the woman. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Already. So he's like, well, she got to love me back. But the thing is, they're not getting any love because they don't love themselves in the first place. Or you have to love yourself in the first place in order for a woman to fucking love you. You see what I'm saying? But fuck all the love shit at the end of the day, like we did the show yesterday, you're talking about, you know, a woman has to respect you because a woman can love you and still disrespect you.
Right,
so
right.
The respect needs to be there before the love even is there. You see what I'm saying? Because when you first talk to a woman, approach a woman, right, she has to respect you. First of all, in order for anything to flow in any kind of direction that's going to be beneficial for you or beneficial for the situation. So the respect has to be there so that she can respect you and so that it can actually go in that direction. And then after that, she ends up loving you because she starts to get to know you. She's like, damn, this guy is a on-point motherfucker. Like, I'm loving this motherfucker. But the respect has to come first.
Right.
And the thing is that if this dude don't respect himself, if this dude don't see himself as the shit, then this is what he's going to get.
Right. And guys, the lines are open. We'll bring y'all in a second. But here's another one. Females always want a one-way benefit without returning. All right, peep this game, guys. Look, who gives a fuck what women want? They want longer hair. They want longer nails. They want to look good. So why are y'all so busy giving them what they want? And let me say something to you guys. What law in this fucking universe says a woman has to return anything that you give back to her? I don't know why y'all guys think they got to do that, because, see, I'm not a want. Lucario's not a want. We're need. So we don't have to worry about her giving back. They're going to give back and then some. Lucario, what say you, brother?
Yeah, and the thing is, again, these guys are doing the whole, like, you know, tit for tat, I need for you to do this so that I can feel good about myself and all this other stuff. And it's like, bro, see, this is why we say the game is not about women, because you need to be very, very, like, you have to be conscious of the fact
that
it's about you. So now if it's about you, why do I give a fuck about what she's doing? You see what I'm saying? Because everything that I'm doing is I'm creating the situation that I want. I'm creating the circumstances and the situations that I'm in with the women. So the thing is that whatever I want from the woman in this particular situation, I'm creating that already. I'm creating the situation to where she's giving me what I want. And if she's not giving me what I want, then I keep it pushing. But I don't sit there and cry over the fact that, oh, well, this woman, you know, I wanted this to happen, wanted that to happen, it didn't happen. But understand, whatever you wanted to happen, right, didn't happen because of you, and whatever you wanted to happen happened because of you. So the thing is, it's still all about you. So what are you getting mad or upset at the chick when everything is happening because of how you show up and how you manage the situation?
And let me say this real quick, Mike. I don't know who the fuck you think you are, but ain't nobody here to bash women, bitch. This ain't, listen, let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something about a lot of you dumb motherfuckers. This is not a woman bashing show. We're not right here to bash motherfucking women, and we're not here to say use a woman like a urinal. You can't even get any pussy. So shut your goddamn ass up, and if you got something good to say, say it, or get your bitch ass out of here. We're not over here. We're bashing women. We're trying to wake you fucking guys up and stop you getting mad at women for the fact that y'all act like a bunch of bitches. All right, let's bring in this call real quick. Erico 467, how can we help you, sir?
Hello, Steve, and hello, Lucario. I need help with my text message that I sent after I put my bid in. Should I hit you up on the back end for coaching, or can you guys help me tweak something?
What is she saying on the text message? What did she say on the text message?
She said that what I said was cute. Then she sent me a second text message and told me, sorry if it took a while to respond.
Stop. Why didn't you set the date up? Why did this shit set the date up afterwards? Have you set the date up?
Yes.
All right. Then get back to me on the back end, and we'll see what the fuck you got going on, all right?
All right. Take care.
All right. Peace. All right. Anyway, let's get to the next thing. Guys, I want to call in. We want you guys to call in and all this other stuff, ask a question. We got y'all covered. But, guys, this is not a woman-bashing place. We're here to wake you guys up to see a different perspective, because the hate that is spewed towards women and the hate that you have for yourself is a bad concoction to why y'all guys lose. Now, Lucario, let's get to the next thought process here. Before I show you this, I did a show on why these modern males are always, they're not equipped to handle relationships because they're not built to be men in a woman's eyes. And all they and women got to sift through shit to clean up a weak motherfucker to try to have a relationship with him. So let's look what he said. Let's break this down line by line. There are so many levels to this. You can't train a woman that doesn't have motivated interest in you. But wait. What are you saying here? Right. So why are you trying to fucking motivate someone that's not interested in you, Lucario? Look at this shit.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. Like, these dudes, you know what a lot of these dudes want? They want to try to get a woman that's not interested in them to be interested in them. And this is what a lot of goofies think the game is. They're like, well, if you have, you know, you guys talk about game. How come you can't get this girl to do this thing? And I'm like, nigga, we're not sitting there trying to get some woman to do something. We let women know what it is, and either they with it or they not. You know what I'm saying? It's that simple.
Right. And let's look at this. Let's look at this next thing right here. Now, look at this case out. He says, some of your stuff is saying it's cool, but treating women like cattle doesn't work for most men. Wait a second. Your job treats you like cattle. Matter of fact, when you go to school from kindergarten, They carry your ass in from the bus. They carry your ass into the classroom. They carry your ass into the lunch line. They carry your ass where to fucking sit. Then they carry your ass out of the lunchroom, back into the class, and then carry your ass to recess, back from recess, then carry your ass to the goddamn bus. So what the fuck, all your life, you've been cattled by either school or your job. We're not cattling women ass, putting them in a herd where they're going moo and all that other stuff. They just got to operate on a different level when it deals with the man. Lucario, what say you, brother?
Right, and that's the thing. See, what most guys don't understand is that it's about giving the girl freedom. You're like, listen, you don't have to be here. You know what I'm saying? But they're there by their choice because they want to be there because they're like, okay, you're a real man, so I'm going to want to be there, and I want to, actually be in a situation. Mm-hmm. So the thing is that what a man provides is structure. What a man provides is a situation that a woman can actually benefit from, but she's also benefiting him at the same time. So I don't. This guy's talking about, you're treating the woman like cattle and all this other stuff. It's like, this is when dudes don't really understand what we're talking about. Like, it just flies over the head. I'm like, what do you mean? That shit is weird.
Well, I say be a cattle driver of what you want or an expectation. What is wrong with doing that? Listen, like you say, see, you guys can't understand men, and you can't accept that Lucario and I and real men, we tell these women, do what the fuck you want to do. See, your cattle driving is you can't go here. You can't go there. Who are you talking with? Why are you hanging out with this guy? Who is this and who is that? So you're being more of a prisoner or a warden to these women where you're in your hand helicoptering them. As he's saying, if you're just trying to get laid, this works. But not so much when you're when you date for a real relationship. Wait. Who says you're dating for a real relationship? Because dating and relationship are two separate entities. And if you're dating for a relationship, then you got sucker written over your forehead because a woman can smell desperation in need of a motherfucker that doesn't. See, here's the thing real quick, Lucario. You don't even date yourself to be in a relationship with your own fucking self. So how the fuck can you date a woman and be in a relationship with her? Lucario, what say you, brother?
You know, it's interesting because he's saying, it's one thing to smash, but then you're trying to do a relationship, whatever it is like that. And what a lot of guys do is they try to get into a relationship with the woman. Whereas the woman should be trying to get into a relationship with you.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? It's like if I owned a company, right? That would be like me, like, finding somebody off the street and begging them to work for me. It's like, why would I need to do that? You understand what I'm saying? You should want to work for me. I shouldn't want to be begging you to work for me, right? So the thing is that if you're in a situation with a woman, understand that a long-term relationship with a woman, whereas a woman is your girlfriend, wife, or whatever, those are positions that need to be earned. You see what I'm saying? So the thing is that you don't know how to vet a woman to get her to earn that spot to be in that type of situation. So it's not a different thing as far as, these like, oh, well, listen, you're hitting it and you're trying to get in a relationship. It's all connected because you're still the same man hitting it who would be the same man in the relationship, right? Mm-hmm. So it's the same exact guy she's dealing with, right? She's the same exact guy she's interacting with. So the thing is that if you think like, oh, well, there's all these different things that I got to do, what you're not recognizing is that all of this is still coming from you. Again, the game is about you. So if you're thinking that it's all these different things because you're like, well, maybe I got to try this freaking tactic or formula or some pickup artist thing here. And then if I really want a relationship, then I got to, be romantic here. Then you don't understand what it's about. It's crazy.
Well, let's look at the next. This is the worst part. Here he goes. He says, just tired. He's tired of this type of content that isn't really helping 80% of men. Let me pause real quick. I say for you guys that I don't understand how many times I tell you. I and Lucario have no issue with you loving and having homosexuals and tendencies of thinking about other men.
Yes.
We are not, hey, I'm sorry. I keep trying to tell y'all, if y'all think about other men, you talk about other men, this is not the right space. There are spaces on YouTube where you could come out and tell everybody about you loving men, but this is not the place, number one. So I just wanted to correct that, because now he's to worry about other men. Now here he goes, that have an issue getting women to invest in them. Listen, how can a woman invest in you if you don't invest in yourself? And right. Everything we teach you is the investment in one's self. Lucario says the truth is inside you. I'm right. showing you a man mindset, a thought process. So the problem is that he can't see what we're trying to do is try to get him to change a perception and a reality, or his reality that can't be changed, because Lucario, his perception, you know, he's a loser, and I say that with love, but his reality and his perception is losing. So
right.
losers can't see winning information. They only see that there's no hope and no chance, Lucario.
And look at this comment at 12:20 or 11:20 on your end. Girk, he said, the game is rigged, guys. My ex-wife cheated with some loser bald head guy that she had to pick up and have
awesome.
Sex in my own damn home.
Oh, clap. Give him some head. Give him some props. Let's clap this out, man.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Wait. How is he a loser when he fucked your wife? Wait. Please, let's break this out. You went and bought a ring. You paid for a wedding and a reception. You bought her a bunch of Christmas gifts, birthday gifts, and Valentine's Day gifts. And he's fucking her. So how can he be a loser? How can he be a loser? She can tell, women can tell winners, man.
Right.
I don't understand, Lucario.
Right. And, you know, again, he's saying the game is rigged. How's it rigged if he's getting what he's trying to get? You're not getting what you're trying to get. So the game is actually perfect, because what happens is that you're the guy with weak game, and this is why you're in this situation, and the other guy has tight game, which is why he's fucking your wife.
Hey, so much for being cute and good-looking with your own car and house, because, God, hey, that guy that was fucking your wife, man, he was just laying all in your bed. He's like, ooh, it's so soft on this side of the bed. Ooh. Yeah, girl. Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Loser. All right, so let's keep going with this shit right here. So what he's saying, everything you're talking about was built on a woman who invested in you, but that's what we're trying to teach you. And for some reason, or not really clear on how you get to that point. You can't get to the point by watching a YouTube. The only way you can get to the point, as Lucario has told you before, and I have told you before, you've got to become a student of the game. You cannot see what you can't see. Great information is never going to be shared above ground. Lucario would say you.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, because he's talking about, oh, this isn't going to work for 80% of men. He's actually right, because 80% of men aren't going to actually do the work it takes to make shit happen for themselves. They're not going to put in any work on themselves. They're going to bitch. They're going to complain. They're going to moan. This is like the modern dude is 80% of these guys out of here, probably more than that, who just is on some bullshit. So he's right in that sense that, listen, it's not going to work for that y'all because y'all want some bullshit. But it's not that it's not working because the game doesn't work. The game always works. What you have to understand is that it's you who is the issue, which is why it's not working for you, because it's working for the other guy. You see what I'm saying? It works for the other guy that was fucking that guy's wife, right? So
as he worked that dick in that motherfucking pussy, he's tearing your girl up. But that's what I'm saying. I keep telling him, law zero. The being a man is an exclusive club only for a few people. Everybody cannot get in that club because everybody chooses not to be in. It's not like you can't get in. You just choose not to be. It's a, so if this is just because of success, you have to step back and ask yourself, do I really, wait, I'm sorry, let me take off the three. He says, okay, if it's just success, you have to step back and ask yourself, if I really want this type of woman. But what do you mean type of woman? What is he talking about?
It's not like you were saying, if a woman just wants me for my success, do I really want this type of woman? That's what it sounded like you were saying. But see, that's the problem with these dudes, man. They realize that the type of women that even look at them are the type of women that's going to use them for whatever success they got because they don't see them as any type of man that's worth being with. So they're like, well, if he's successful, I'll let him spend his money on me, even though I got my own money. I'll let him spend his money on me. I'll let him take me out. I'll let him do all this other stuff. And he's like, well, why would I want to be with that type of woman? But understand, the reason why that type of woman is interested in you or interacting with you is because you're that type of guy. You're the type of guy who's going to wine and dine her. You're the type of guy who's going to fucking, call her and speak to her for an hour on the phone. You're the type of guy that's going to cry over her. You're the type of guy who's needy. So if you're that type of guy, of course, you're going to attract those type of women who are going to use you in that situation.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and the thing that is so amazing is that the success, people don't even understand that women see is the success in how you move. It's not right. The success of what you have on or what you're driving and all this other stuff that these modern males have been teaching you guys to be more feminine. It is what she can see that in you that she can't see in other individuals. And right. And women are always looking. Women always want to make sure you're actually on point on who you are, how you move, and how you think. Oh, let me put the number up, guys, I want to call in. And guys, I got a question. Put a Q in there. We also got you. But Lucario, this is the you see the victim mentality in these young men. But the biggest question is, why would a woman want to be with somebody who thinks like this? And Lucario, they got this, and I showed this. I want to show you this, Lucario. A lot of these guys got this. Well, if I look good, you got to look good, to get women, right? And I always show the mentality. Okay, so when you walk by a used cars lot, and just because they shine up the vehicle and make it look brand new, are you just going to buy it? No, a smart person is going to look under the hood to see how that motherfucker is. And the problem is a lot of these guys try to shine themselves up on the front end, Lucario, because they're scared when they open their mouth or a text or anything like that. And women, quote unquote, look under the hood. They'll realize that these guys just ain't shit. What say you?
Right. Exactly. And that's the issue with a lot of these dudes where they're getting constant reminders from the way that women are responding to them, that they're not the guy that they want to fuck with. And then what they'll do is they'll say, well, man, it's these modern women, because this is happening to everybody. This can't be a coincidence, because I'm hearing all these other guys saying the same thing. You know why you're hearing all these other guys saying the same thing is because there is a large number of losers. So if this is a large number of losers, of course you're going to hear a lot of people saying the same shit. You see what I mean? And so this is what happens when you guys don't understand that you're in this equation. You're in this situation too. So if you want a different outcome, you got to be a different type of nigga than who you are right now, because the guy you are right now, the scared, insecure, needy, weird type of dude, that's not working for you.
Kevin, allow me to say this with love and kindness. But this is what makes you a loser, and you don't even see why you're still a loser. Sir, you're literally asking us about a bitch in high school.
Right.
You understand that you're such a broken down loser that you are panning over a woman that is not even thinking about you.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, from high school, why would you still be worried about a woman from high school? If there's all these women out here that you can be getting, women in your neighborhood, your city, you go out to places, you meet women every day, you see women all the time, why are we still thinking about some chick from high school?
Oh my God.
You see what I'm saying? That right there already is the issue. See, the issue is that even if you saw that chick from high school, you wouldn't get her because you're still the same guy in high school that's fucking having a crush on her and all this other shit. Like, he's like, she's the one that got away type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but see, again, this is y'all's mindset. Mm-hmm. Look at the power that you give away to a woman. Just think about, and this is, gentlemen, the modern male teaches you to give power away, to make everything wrong in your life women's fault. And look at what you're doing. You've already worshipped the woman. So if you see that woman and she just says hi to you, you're buying her dinners, you're going to pay bills, and you're just going to be a sucker, Lucario.
Right. That's real shit. That's real shit. You know what I'm saying? So, guys, call in numbers 563-999-3056, 563-999-3056. 3056. You feel what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Shout out to Steve for the super chat. You feel what I mean?
Thank you, AJ. Thank you, big dog. Yeah, but and but see, Vicario, a lot of these guys don't see that what women see. See, the modern male has behaviors. They cannot think critically. They can't make proper decisions for themselves because of the worship of women. They can't say no. They have no flexibility. They're always worrying and more or less having unrealistic expectations, meaning that they think women should just bow down to them and just rip their clothes off and fuck them for what? Because they can't take risks? Because they're scared of making mistakes? Because they're fearful of failure? And then they think women don't want bitches, man. It's amazing. But what say you though?
Get it. No, that's some real shit, man. It's like these dudes don't get that. Again, their situation is a reflection of them. I just keep driving home. I don't understand why guys don't get it. He said, would it come off as desperate or thirsty if I call a woman after getting her number the same day? Well, this is the thing, bro. It's not about you. I know Steve wants to say, have her call your ass. You know what I'm saying? But either way, what I'm saying to you is that what are you calling her for, though? Like, what is the situation? Because if you already have a plan of what you're trying to do, you just lay out your plan, what you need to happen with the woman, and then you have a response to that plan.
Yeah.
So you're worried about it looking thirsty or desperate. Again, that is the thirsty and desperate thing because you're worried about how it's going to look thirsty or desperate.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? It seems like you don't have no plan with your situation.
Yeah, Cole, you've already lost, and you don't even realize it. You already lost. And you're already desperate and thirsty. And you don't even realize you're desperate and thirsty. Because this is what I keep telling you guys. As soon as you make it about the woman, she's already renting space in your head.
Right.
You're automatically trying to figure out if you should do fill in the blank for a woman that's already in your fucking head.
Mm.
If you want to call her right now, 5 minutes from now, 2 minutes after you talk to her, or 3 days and four moons or whatever the fuck. That's what men do because they do what the fuck they want to do when they want to do it, and they don't question themselves. You're questioning yourself because you don't believe in yourself. You're worried about the results, and you Vicario loss.
Right, exactly. He's worried about the outcome of what's going to happen, which is causing him to not take action with what he wants to do. But he has to understand what he wants to do and why he's doing what he's doing. So you got to be purposeful in why you're in what you're doing. So it's like, okay, you call her the same day. Okay, what are you talking about? What is the interaction? What are you saying? What are you trying to do? Because then what happens is it's not going to be the fact that you called her the same day. It's going to be the fact that you didn't know what the fuck you wanted when you called her. And then that's the thing that's going to make her be like, okay, this dude is goofy. You know what I'm saying?
Right, but here goes with the modern male that listens to all that shit. He has no plan of attack. He has no plan where he wants to lead her. He has no plan where he wants to say, okay, let's do this. He just wants to throw shit up on the wall and hope something sticks. And that's why if I were you, I'd just throw her fucking number away. Because as soon as you get on the phone and you're going to get nervous and you're going to be like, what do you do for a living? What's going on? What was your last boyfriend? What are you looking for? And she's going to say, dude, I don't even want to fuck with you, man. Vicario, what's up, you, man?
Right. And then because that's going to remind of all the other goofy niggas that was in the same situation that you in right now. You feel what I'm saying? So you got to understand that. Cole still said, I would call her ASAP and give her a date and time to meet. The phone is for setting dates. Well, the phone is for setting dates, and you know, but the thing is, again, you still, this is what I want you guys to understand, right? You have to have a way that you do things so that when women come into your situation, you don't even have to think because you just do things the way you do it.
Yes.
And you know what I'm saying? So that's really what it is. So, and again, I want you guys to understand something. When we tell you to do stuff, right? You still have to understand the meaning and the underlying reason why we're telling you why to do the thing. Because if you just do shit, but you don't know why you're doing it, then what happens is you're not equipped to handle the response of what occurs from you doing that thing. You see what I'm saying?
Right. And this is the importance of game, because game allows you to the woman your way, not Lucario's
right.
way, not my way, but your way. And when you can speak your way based off of your fingerprint, which makes you the only one of your fucking kind on this planet, you then become rare. You become
right.
you become a high commodity that she wants, because people like you cannot reciprocate who you are. But when you don't know yourself and you put women in a high position, you're common. You're just like, hey, anybody can say and do the same things. And that's the problem, Lucario. She's running to that shit all the time, man.
Right. That's real shit. Shout out to King Zag and 20 in the chat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of dudes, they don't, you know, they don't know how to tell the woman how to do the, you know, in the way to go. That's really what it is. You know what I'm saying? The guy's calling 563-999-3056, 563-999-3056. Don't be calling at the last minute. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, make sure that you guys get this shit cracking. If you have a question, put a cue in the chat and get that going. You feel me?
Yeah, and that's right. But see, Lucario, but this is why. See, they can't or know what mental strength is.
Mm.
They think that we're trying to beat them down, but we're trying to teach them how to beat their own selves down to get rid of or kill off that mentality. Their
right.
mentality is the reason why they are losing in life and losing with women. What say you, my brother?
Right. And that's the thing. They got to be the type of guy who understands, you know, what he's going and what he's about, what he's doing and what he's about. He said, so if it doesn't matter when, I just need to know where I'm going with it. Well, that's what we're saying. You need to understand what's the reason or what's the reason why you're doing what you're doing. It has to be a reason. It has to be a purpose as to why you're doing what you're doing. Because the thing is this, it's not about when you call or text or whatever necessarily, right? It's about, do you have a plan in place to direct and guide her?
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So the thing is like, it's just like if a person runs a company or whatever and they're hiring an employee, right? I can hire the person today. I can hire them next month, right? What the thing is, though, is that when they come into the establishment, there needs to be shit in place so that I can direct this person on what needs to happen. You see what I'm saying? But if I call someone and I say, hey, you know, and they're looking for that job or whatever, and I say, hey, yeah, you know, I want to hire you. And then they come in and then they're like, okay, what do I got to do? Well, I don't know. I was just calling to let you know I wanted to hire you, you know? So, I mean, I don't know. Let me think about it. I'll just sit right here. You know, they look at you like, what the fuck is wrong with this motherfucker? Like, I don't even know if I want to work here anymore. This is so unorganized. Like, what the hell? So this is what happens with a lot of you guys, where you get in these situations where you're able to try to make something happen with a woman, but because you don't know what to do, you don't do the thing you need to do. But the reason why you don't know what to do is because you don't really understand why you're doing what you're doing. You're just like, well, I just listened to what Steve and Lucario said to do on the show, and I did that thing, and now I got here, and I don't know what to do. The reason why you don't know what to do is because you had nothing going behind why you did the thing in the first place. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
There always has to be something behind it.
Absolutely. And as we always say, if you had a mentor under myself or Lucario, you would understand what exactly Carl was saying from the left. I'll talk about the right-hand side.
Right.
If you've got to know your why. You've got to be able to defend whatever you're doing. You got to be able to stand on it and express it. And see, the
right.
problem is, Lucario, is something I call, and we'll bring the call in 1 second. It's something I call the interaction line that guys have. And when guys interact with women, they can either do one or two things based on how they feel. They can either show that they're different and exciting, or they can show them that they're weird, creepy, or going to fall into the friend zone based off of what they think and what they say about themselves. See, right. A man that has game, Lucario, will always go this way because what he's learning is through his mentor, his difference and his uniqueness. But most guys that want to do it their way or follow a YouTuber doesn't know what he's talking about. They're right. always leaving and living in confusion, not knowing what to do, what to say, and how to move. So we got another call in. We'll bring this call in. Guys, you got a question, go ahead and ask. Area code 336. How can we help you, sir? What's up?
Well, they don't hate me because I'm beautiful, nigga. Maybe you got rid of that old yeah.
Oh, my God. Thank you very much. We appreciate why. But I think that y'all have to understand, y'all listening, that guy is you.
Right.
That caller is you. And again, I just let him go because we didn't want to disrupt the show. But all you guys, that's how women see you. A weirdo, man. Something that's really off. Something that's really off. So you know what I mean? So
right. And that's why you get these the responses and reactions you get. You know what I'm saying? So listen, I'm trying to tell y'all, man, if you know, The you got to understand the way that women come at you, the way your women treat you, the way that your interactions go. You got to always look at yourself and say, okay, why am I keep getting this outcome? How come these things keep happening?
Yes.
You understand? And so understand that on the flip side, if you get women who are really interested, who are cooperating, who are all about you, who's really about it, right? It's the same thing. Got to ask yourself, what am I doing? Right, because you doing those things is causing that reaction also. So you can't see, this is the funny part. Dudes want to take credit for shit when it's going the way they want it to go, but they never want to take credit for the shit when it ain't going how they want it to go. They want to blame the chick. Oh, these women are bitches out here. But then when a chick want to suck your dick, you know, it's like, oh, because I'm that nigga. Really? So you that nigga when she want to suck your dick, but they bitches when they act in the way that, you see what I'm saying? You got to take the whole exact, all of the entire thing.
Yeah,
you see what I mean?
Yeah, it shows the power that women have over guys, because for 99% of their life, they have game because they know and act on shit. I mean, again, they do it every morning. They
right.
roll out of their beds. They open a door. They turn on their light. They brush their teeth. They wash their ass. Hopefully, y'all take a bath or clean yourselves up. But they put on their clothes. They put on their socks, their shoes, grab a remote control. All these things they know and act, but the one element that they have in common, as soon as they put a woman in their lives, all of a sudden they've got to think. And that's the
right.
problem. Y'all are doing too much thinking, because only a loser can give himself loser answers. And that's why when that man asked that question, should I do or call that woman that I just met? He already fucked up. See, a man is going to know and act on what the fuck he's going to act on, because he knows what he wants to do and where he wants to go, Lucario. Which
right.
Say, brother.
Right, exactly. And that's the thing. See, a lot of y'all got to understand, you got to get to the point where you understand yourself. So then you know, it's funny. A lot of guys say, you know, a guy sent me up and he'd be like, well, I don't know what to say to a woman. I don't know what to, you know, I don't know the next move. I don't know what to do. And I'm like, see, the reason why you don't know what to say is because you don't know what you want. You don't know what you want because you don't understand yourself. Because when you go to friggin' McDonald's, you don't go to the counter like, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. No, you'd be like, yo, let me get a number two large fries Coke. You know exactly what to say because you know exactly what you want because you understand yourself in that situation. You understand that you want some food. So when it comes to women, you either, what will happen is that a lot of these guys, right, they think they want a certain thing, but they're scared to let it be known or to express it, and then therefore they don't get the result they want. And then when they don't get the result they want, they're mad at the woman. But they don't realize the reason why they're not getting the result they want is because they don't really understand what they want, because they're not really expressing it. So then they can't actually get it. So it's like they're like, man, I want to smash this chick. But then if you want to smash this chick, then why are you acting like you don't want to do that? So then what do you really want? You see what I mean? And so what's the underlying thing about that is these guys just get a rejection because they're looking at a woman and her response to them to validate them and see, you know, to validate themselves as a man. It's crazy. It says, why do I expect when I get what I want to feel a certain way? What? I don't even understand that question. I don't understand this question.
Well, Wait, what do you mean? How do you feel a certain way when you ain't doing shit? That doesn't. I don't know. I don't know what that means. I don't get it. Let's get to this next question.
Here, yeah, Brandon, call in because I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Call in on that shit, dude. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You said not to hit girls at work. You mean hit on girls at work?
Okay.
don't hit on girls at work. So, should a confident guy go after what he wants at any time? Okay. There's this weird thing called common sense. That it's something that a lot of people lack. Why are you? See, this is why I feel you're trying to do a catch question. You wanted to say, yeah, do whatever you want. You have confidence, but if I have confidence, then shouldn't I be able to talk to women at work?
Right. Exactly. Because the thing is this. See, the reason why we tell y'all guys not to talk to chicks at work is because most of y'all are the type of guys who don't know how to talk to women in general. So you're most likely going to fuck up your work situation because you don't know how to talk to women. So if you're the type of guy who doesn't know how to talk to women, right, and you're getting into situations where women are feeling some type of way around you, they're like, oh, this guy's a loser, whatever, what do you think is going to happen when you're talking to the woman at work? That means that woman at work is not going to be interested in you, most likely the same way the other women outside of work that you try to talk to aren't interested in you. But the difference is that the woman at work can go to HR, whereas the woman on the street can just reject you, right? So what we're saying is this, is that in general, you shouldn't really be talking to chicks at your job. And I know guys are still going to do it. I know guys are still going to try to make it happen because I even wrote this in my book. So I try to teach guys ways that they can, you know, do it where they don't get fired. But the problem is that a guy who actually knows how to talk to women and get women and understands how to interact with women, he's the type of guy who could talk to women anytime, any place. So he could talk to a woman at work and he probably won't get fired. The woman will know what it is and things can go smoothly. But that's because he knows what the fuck he's doing. Average dude doesn't know how to do that type of shit, so he doesn't know what he's doing, which means he's going to jeopardize the situation.
Yeah, he can't. And we got a 915. Bring 1 second. He can't even handle his own liquor. So
right.
I mean, if you were to talk to a woman at your job, you're going to get all jealous when she just talks to another guy or some shit like that.
Right.
You're going to follow her around. You're going to harass her. And even if you have a relationship with her, you won't be able to handle the breakup. So leave the fucking woman alone, dog. You ain't got no game. Because if you got game, women try to get at you because you become the source of rumors and gossip of all the women that you fucking with and are fucking. 915, sir. What's your question? How can we help you, sir?
Oh, what's up, gentlemen? I donated.
But I appreciate the donation, brother. What's going on?
Nothing much. My question was just, how do I stop? I expect success to feel a certain way. And I just want to know how to stop doing that.
Okay, let me ask you two dumbass questions. How long have you been listening to myself and Lucario for?
Halloween, since last year.
Okay. Are you part of the Bad Boy membership or the Man Mindset?
No, sir.
Okay. And how old are you, sir? How old are you, big guy?
25.
Okay. So here's the million-dollar question. If you want to be a lawyer, you go to law school. If you want to be a doctor, you go to medical school. You've been listening to us for over a year. You're still the same person. Why do you think that is?
I haven't. I'm not a student of the game.
Well, there you go. So real quick, so that means that any answer we give you is going to fall on deaf ears because you won't even understand the depth in what we're giving you the answer. Lucario, you got it, sir.
Yeah, I want to understand your question. You said you don't know how successful. What was it? What was the question again?
Sorry, Lucario. How do I stop expecting whenever I get something that I want to feel a certain way, to feel good? Because sometimes I do get what I want. And
give me an example.
Give me
an example.
Again, sir? Just 3 nights ago, I met this girl at the club, and she gave me some brain, and I wanted some brain, but I didn't feel right after. It didn't do nothing like I thought it would.
Well, what did you expect it to do? What were you expecting?
That's the question. I don't know what I was expecting, but
wait,
I know that's
something. You was expecting like the God to come out the sky and the world.
Oh, right.
What did you expect?
B, I've seen these situations before, buddy.
So what? That's all. I'm still trying to understand. What are you expecting? You can't even express what you're expecting. So what were you expecting specifically? Like,
Cario, a lot of confused guys that think they like women and they start to interact with them feel like, well, it just doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel welcome. But when they get around other guys and start to touch them, they get an arousal of a certain type of level. So maybe the brain that you wanted from the woman might feel better if you went across the street. Now, that'd be serious, because I want all the chat room dogs to listen. Just add it up. You wanted some head from a woman. You got some head, and you're saying you didn't feel right. So what is one to say? I mean, you got what you wanted, but it didn't feel right coming from a woman.
I got
I got
what I wanted, but I still felt like a loser. So
oh you were a loser. You just got lucky. No, you're right.
hold on. So basically you expected that getting head was gonna change your life or make you feel like less of a loser.
I thought it was gonna make my day.
See, I'm glad you said that. Because check this out. What do we always say? The game is not about women. So he thought getting head from a woman was going to change his life or make him feel better about himself because he thought the game was about women. This is what we're trying to tell you. You getting head or having sex or dealing with a woman is not going to make you happy. It's not going to make you feel better about yourself. Do you understand that, caller? You're learning a very valuable lesson today. So you thought getting a woman, having sex with her, getting head, whatever, was going to change your life and make it this, oh, my God, I finally arrived. No. You got to understand it's not about the woman. It's about you. This is what we're trying to tell y'all guys. You see what I'm saying? It's a perfect example. This is a perfect example to illustrate how the game isn't about women. Because it showed you right there that you was expecting the interaction you had with this woman to change your life, to make you feel happy, to make you feel a certain type of way. And you realize, damn, well, I still feel like the same type of guy. But see, you still feel like the loser because in order to be a winner, you got to really understand that it's not about her. Yeah. So you still think it's about her, which is why you still feel like a loser.
Yeah. And young man, again, you're self-sabotaging yourself, because what you're doing is you're trying to find a way to trick your mind into feeling good about yourself when you know nothing about yourself. And this is why you need a mentor to guide you on you. You right. Can your feelings, your thoughts, how you see the world, your perception is skewed right now. And that's why things don't feel good, because you created a story in your head to say, well, if I get some head, I'm going to be a winner. So you got some brain and you still right. felt the same way, and you don't understand why you felt the same way. And it's going to continue to feel the same way. And that's why, caller, guys that listen to these YouTubers say work out, they'll work out and still feel the same way. They'll go buy an Armani suit and still feel the same way. They'll buy a nice car or watch and feel the same way because they're standing on what they do and not who they are. And thus there is the problem. That's where a mentor will get you off of the I do's and back on the I am's. Lucario?
Right. That's real shit. Look at Tiger at 11:54.
I saw that shit. I saw that shit.
He's dumbass. He's like, the game is about one, Lucario. Stop capping. No disrespect. If it's about you, why is your videos flooded? I guess he's saying flooded. I don't know. With talking about women. Let me hit the button. I said this a million fucking times, right? If we're on this channel and we're talking about dating and relationships, right? Then the game that we're talking about on this specific channel is about dating and relationships that involves women. On my other channel, Lucario Motivation, we talk about motivation, success, and money and all these other things, right? So the game over there is about those, is we're talking about those things. But guess what? On both of these channels or any other channel you watch, right? If I had a cooking show, you understand what I'm saying? It'd be the same type of situation, right? The common denominator is you. One thing you're watching is about dating and relationships. One thing you're watching is about business. One thing you're watching is about cooking. Guess what is the common denominator of all three of those things? You, motherfucker. So this is what the fuck we're talking about when we say the game is about you, because the common denominator is you.
Right. And Tiger, again, I want to show y'all, because Tiger is a great example of why you motherfuckers lose. The best example, okay? Because here's the thing. You will never be a student of the game because you want to question your mentor versus looking at the information. Tell us when Lucario or myself, because you're talking about Lucario, when has he ever said, hey, I'm Lucario, I'm the bad boy of the dating girl game. I got confidence because I got this woman on my shoulder. He's never done that before. He's never said that before. So yet, because you don't want to learn game and you don't want to be a man and you're in your feminine right now, what you're doing is you're trying to justify why you're losing, and you're trying to justify, and the caller, I want you to listen because you do the same thing, why you shouldn't be a student of the game.
Right.
See, it's very easy how the mind tricks you to say, because you sound like the kind of person, as soon as they tell you something about looks, money, and status, your bitch ass is on that YouTube soaking in all that stupid ass shit. But we're telling you got to work hard. See, Lucario isn't the women that are around him, and that's what game would teach you. Women are a part of the game because they want to be a part of a man. Lucario doesn't use the women to say, this is what you do to get women. This is how women fuck with us. Something that goes over your head. So the fact
is, dude, Tiger again at 11:57. This guy, he's just slow. Tiger's just slow, guys. Well, you gotta be patient with Tiger because he's a moron.
Well,
he said, so it is about women. Difference of the cooking show is it doesn't deny it's about cooking. Most men lose because they choose to and select who wins. This nigga's moving. The game is everything, my nigga. It's life. There's different games happening in this big game called life. So if you're doing one thing, and then you do another thing, and then you do another thing, and then you do this other thing, you are the common denominator of all the things that you are doing.
But guys, we would teach you a lesson in game right now. Watch this. Tiger, you're correct. See that, Tiger? You're right. So there's no reason why you need to be here. So, Tiger, what we'll do is we'll put you in timeout. And if you come back in and open your mouth, we'll dismiss you because you're absolutely right. Because, gentlemen, one thing about your mentors, we're not going to try to force you to be a man. If you want to fight us on your weak-ass thoughts, then by all means, you're right. So there's no reason why to fight with you, argue with you. We agree with you, Tiger, so you're good. So now you don't need to listen to us anymore. All right, so Brandon, 915, you got any other questions, sir, or anything?
No, sir. I really appreciate you guys, what you guys do.
No, you don't. No. You don't appreciate us. You don't. You know that, right?
Yeah, I do.
No, because you know what appreciation does? See, when I, let me tell you, because I was nine, I know what appreciation was. When I got my mentor, that was appreciation because I was able to learn things that I didn't even know I knew about. So if you actually appreciate, you need to learn that, because that shows more appreciation to yourself. Don't we see, I don't want you appreciating me, and I don't want you appreciating Licario. Our job is to get you to start appreciating yourself, because the man that starts to appreciate us is the man that will just listen to blindly to anything. And that's not what Licario and I do. We try to get you to think for yourself, but you can't see that until you become a student of the game. Licario.
Right. That's real shit. That's why you gotta get some coaching, bro, because you still expecting women to change your life. And that's not what it is. So you gotta understand that that's not the move right there,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah. And listen, it might not be the woman, buddy. You just might need to think about that. If she doesn't turn you on, I'm not. Listen, again, we have no problem against guys coming out. So we're all for guys. I'm just saying, if you don't feel like a woman's lips on you is not arousing, and you think about
it, did you pay for it or did you get it for free?
I got it for free.
Okay, he's like a little long.
Yeah, I don't know, man. So, okay, so. Well,
nah,
good, hey, good.
I tell you the truth.
All right, buddy. Well, good luck to you, man. We'll throw you back in, guys. I want to call in. You have the number and everything. Guys, we got another hour to go. Ask your questions. Call in. We got you covered. Don't call in the last minute. Here's another question, all right?
Does Steve, do problems, life in general, fall in the same category as fear and rejection? I know you always say a problem is a meteor the size of Jupiter headed towards Earth.
Yeah. Okay. But all right, Jay, I always give you all a simple exercise that maybe that can shift your thinking. Okay. I tell you to reach out and grab your arm, reach out and grab you. You can grab yourself. You are real. You can smack yourself. You can pinch, you can twist, you can do things. You can feel that. Right. What I ask you to do now is grab fear, grab him.
Right.
Grab fear. Show me. Mm-hmm. Grab rejection. Grab these things, because see, the problem is that your mindset is built on, because you're built outside of yourself. You look at everything as a problem. A man is solution based. That means
right.
There are no problems except a Jupiter heading towards Earth. I mean, a meteor the size of Jupiter heading towards Earth, because that's something I cannot control. Mm-hmm. I can control me. And that's what we're trying to teach you, to control yourself. Licario, what say you, man?
Yeah, and the thing is, also, you got to look at things from a different perspective, because the thing is, sometimes what happens is that the reason why things seem like a problem is because you look at it as a problem. Mm-hmm. So if you have a perspective that it's not really a problem, right, and then you just go through your life and you just deal with things, or you address things as they come, then it just is what it is. You know what I'm saying? And so you don't have to put all this extra weight on a situation. You just have a situation. You, address it. You do what you got to do, and you keep it pushing. That's it.
Yeah. And real quick, forward to 1 second. And I'm not trying to be a dick here, Jay Dog. I'm not being a dick. But you don't know problems. You don't understand problems. And there's this old wise man named Jebediah Licario that has said it the best. You just don't know what a problems are to men. Mm-hmm. Problems are getting rid of women. Problems, women don't want to leave. They will stick around, stay. They want to marry you. They want to have your kid. I'll just give you a few more problems. A problem is coming after October, because now you got to figure out, you'll get calls of, I want you to come with me to Thanksgiving to meet such and such. Can I come over and cook for you? Can you come over to my place and cook for you? You'll have those problems in Christmas. You'll have them in New Year's. You'll have them in Valentine's Day. So what you see as problems is not problems. When you become a man, you'll actually see problems, because the problems are trying to get rid of a woman. Licario, you got anything to say before we bring in 412?
We can bring in the call.
Okay. All right. So 412, how can we help you, sir? What's up? No, goodbye. Okay. So anyway, getting back to Tiger, I guess he's going to ask a question. If you're respectful, we'll be happy to do it. How long did it take you to master? Okay, Tiger, first off, this is what you don't understand about game, okay? Once you become a student of the game, sir, you begin to realize that what you are is infinite. You're never going to learn you based off of your how infinite you are to yourself, okay? All right? So I can just talk about me in the car talking to him. For me, I started off at 9. I was 9 years old. I'm 51. I'm 51 right now. So I've been in this since I was 9, okay? I realized that I thought I knew game, but I didn't know. Yeah, I could talk to girls and stuff like that, but I made it about girls when I was 6, 7, 8 and stuff like that. At nine, I didn't know that the game went deeper than that. So I've been a student since I was 9. Lucario, you got it, brother.
Yeah, I think what it is, too, is you got to understand that you're always constantly learning. You see what I'm saying? So I think what a lot of guys don't understand is the reason why me and Steve are so good at what we do is because we're constantly learning.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so you got a lot of people out here who think they know it all. And so therefore they actually block the lessons and block the knowledge, mm-hmm. and they're not aware of, you know, all the things that they could be learning. So the thing is that it's not this thing where you arrive. It's a place where you understand that it's consistent learning till forever. You know what I'm saying? Like there's more and more things to learn. There's more and more things to do. But the thing is that you get a certain type of knowledge. You get a certain type of information. You apply that. You make that work for you. But then you're also learning more things to make things work even better in the long run. So that's what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And here's the thing that's amazing, young man. You can still make a used car or a Pinto look sexy by changing the rims and shining it up. It's still a shitty car. And the fact that you've been – see, this is – Lucario, it gets under my black heart when guys say they have something that you don't. Sir, you don't and never had game. So why would you disrespect those that are students of game by saying you're upgrading your looks? Because game is not looks. Game is not your shoes. Because we're all going to hit a fucking wall. Our bodies are all going to break down one fucking day. That's how life is. But my body breaking down is not game. That's just my body breaking the fuck down. Your mind will never break the fuck down when you're one with yourself, when you're one thought, one mind, one way. But apparently, Lucario, this guy's over here, you're stuck in this red pill rhetoric of getting your looks up. Put a monkey in a suit, it's going to be still a fucking monkey in a suit. Put a monkey in a Ferrari, they're going to notice the monkey and not the Ferrari and shit. Lucario, what say you, man?
Yeah, Kevin, you need to call up because you need some coaching back.
Yeah, a mannerism.
Right, you're missing a key thing here. This is the thing you don't get, man. And it's right. It's very obvious, but you don't see it.
Yeah.
You're saying, if it's possible to get females from your 2021 graduating class, why do you give a fuck about the females from your graduating class? So that means that you're stuck on the females there or some type of female that you're trying to get in there or a particular woman in that class. So because you're stuck on that, that's the issue why you're not going to be attractive to women. That's the issue why you're not going to really get where you want to go, because you're still stuck in that mindset of trying to get this woman. You're making it again about the woman.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And 209, we got you 1 second. Let's answer this question. So, okay, please understand this. Game has been around before Lucario and I. Game is here while we're here. And once Lucario and I fucking are lucky enough to leave this fucking rock and go wherever the fuck we go to next, game will still be on. Game is all the game will never stop. Even you Bible aficionados, Eve ran game on Adam, okay? Game has been run since Cain and fucking Abel and all that other shit y'all read in y'all books and shit. Game is all things, but you can't see it unless you become a student of it. Lucario, what say you, brother?
Right. And that's the thing is that, you know, it's game is life. So it exists. It's here. Everything. See, again, we have a whole documentary called Game Kings, The Definition of Game. We're talking about this shit. But what you have to understand is that when we talk about the game, we're just talking about life. And in life, there are different aspects of life. So this is why we say that the common denominator is you when you're going through all these different aspects of life. Is that simple?
Yeah, and you know? And to it, I want to say, hey, yes, it's true. It's true. I just started yesterday. It's true. I don't have any game. I don't know what I'm talking about. You're right. Yeah, hey, it's true for you. Yes. All right, error code 209. How can we help you, sir? What's up?
How are you doing, gentlemen? My quick question is, if I'm casually dating a woman, she just comes over, when is it? I know you talk about not to see the woman, especially until after the dating, vetting process. So if that's the case, when, if she's coming over and, you know, I get hungry, I know that it's if I get hungry and I want to do that, is it still frowned upon if she hasn't completed the vetting process or not? Because I don't want to just eat in front of the bitch, you know?
Okay, why should a woman cook for you if you can't even fuck her correctly? How long are you asking, should she cook for you?
Oh, you were saying that.
No.
Should he buy her food?
Should he buy her food? But how long you been with this woman for? Let's stop for a second. If I ask you what 2 + 2 is, tell me 4. I don't want to hear about Miss Crabtree. I don't want to hear about the apple you put on her fucking desk and how you waited in line looking at her dress. So tell me, how long have you been with this woman for? How long have you been with her for?
The woman I've been with right now is 3 weeks.
Okay. So you're asking about a woman about 3 weeks. What is feeding her got to do with anything? Why are you talking about feeding a bitch after 3 weeks?
Again, I was just mainly talking about for future references.
Do you see why you lose? Why are you looking at future references? Let's talk about right now. Why do you care about future references?
Right.
What does feeding her got to do with anything, big guy?
Doesn't have anything to do with anything.
Well, before I throw it over the car, are you living in the I do or the I am right now?
Realistically, I'll be living in the I do if I'm calling up talking about this.
There you go. So I will give you credit. At least you know you're fucking up by that question. But Lucario, go ahead, man.
Right. So you were saying that what if you're hungry and the girl's coming over? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, if she's coming over and I didn't go out to eat or make myself something to eat for that night, but because we already have a set date arrangement for Thursday.
It's your time management skills, bro. You understand what I'm saying? Right. So if you say I'm gonna have a chick come over at 8 o'clock so we can smash, right? You say I'm gonna eat at fucking 6:30 or 7 before she get here. So by the time she get here, I'm ready, full, I'm good, and she can smash, and then we smash, and then she's out. So you got to have better time management skills, bro.
Right. Makes
sense. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. Just, you got to manage your time better. Then once you manage your time better, you can put everything in its proper place where it needs to be in the situation.
But remember, you can't manage from the I do, and that's your problem. You're an I do.
Right.
As long as you're an I do. I told you, get that piece of paper out and just – always have that when I'm on, you got that piece of paper. I'm just going to ask you a simple question. Is it an I do or an I am? If it's an I do, you're fucking lost. It's already a loss. Okay?
Correct. Understand.
All right. All right, man. You have a good one, man. Great question, though. Good question, sir. Here's another one.
Tiger just got a link.
Yeah.
Tiger, call up, man.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Tiger. Call up. Yeah, Tiger. Tiger. Tiger.
Let me read this. He says, Lacar, you said if a man slept with over 100 women, he should not talk about game. What if he slept with under 100 women? Can he still talk about game and get – when did I say that? What are you talking about? Tiger, this is why you got to call up, because I don't understand. Like, I don't like when people be saying I said shit, and I'm like, when did I say the shit? Because then it's like you're saying things you thought I said, or you heard me say something, and you're misinterpreting what I said. Because I'm like, what is it? Doesn't even make any sense. What are you talking about?
I let me pull it up. I know what Tiger's problem is. Hold on. I'm gonna pull it up. I got this. I know Tiger's problem now. Let me pull it up and educate y'all guys. Gentlemen, y'all got to see what kind of type person Tiger is, because you guys symbolize this same individual. And what a lot of y'all don't understand about people like Tiger, and I'll give you an analogy of a doctor. In order to be a doctor, it's going to take at least 10 to 14 years to become fully licensed as a doctor, because you've got to not only got to complete 12 years of high school, you got to do college, you got to do your undergrad program, you got to pass your medical college exam test, you got to do 4 years of medical school, you got to enroll and complete your residency program, and then you have to obtain a license just to be a doctor. But this individual right here, his mindset, now this is why a lot of you guys lose, because of how you think. This guy's mindset is that I'm just going to go to the store, okay, and I don't have to do all that shit. I just go to the store and buy a game called Operation, and just because I can pull some plastic pieces out of this fucking game without the nose buzzing, I can be a surgeon. And all you're doing is asking questions that are above your fucking pay grade because you choose not to be a student of the game. So why waste your time, dog? It's like you want us to coddle your fucking ass, man. Man, fuck you. I'm sorry, but go ahead, man.
Yeah, it's these guys are crazy out here. He says, I get bitches and fuck over 7,000 bitches. I make their pussy clap like a Christmas tree light up. They want me, and my game is an elite protein shakes, and gym attracts the ladies. Oh, my God. Steve, you got the clip ready?
Oh, yeah, I do. And excuse me. And 3, 2, 1.
Why the fuck you lying? Why you always lying? Oh, my God. Stop fucking lying.
You see, gentlemen, if you have game, you're not going to make it about the bitches.
Right.
As you can see, guys, for my students, my I do's and my I am's, you can see why he's lying. His all of his life is about I do. 7,000 bitches, I do. Making pussy clap, I do. Protein shakes, I do. Gym, I do. He has not even said one I am, gentlemen, and that's his problem. But, Lucario, you got it, man.
Right, he's just fucking trolling. This nigga's talking about.
I know, it's amazing.
This dude is hilarious.
It's amazing.
But this is funny. This is the type of guys that y'all listen to on the internet. You know what I'm saying? These are the type of guys that make these channels, and y'all listen to these dudes tell you stupid ass shit, and this is why y'all going to lose with women, because y'all don't understand how to make shit happen.
Well,
it's crazy.
You know what's amazing is if he's fucking all these women like he says he is, then why would you listen to us?
Right.
What is listening to us? If you're winning that way, I guess, why listen to us? What can we do? So, lines over. Yeah, guys, lines over, guys. You got a question. Go ahead and.
Yeah, so call. We got like, what, 15 minutes left? So make sure you guys.
15 minutes left, yeah.
Get that shit cracking. If you have a question, put a cue in the chat, and then we'll get that going. You feel me? Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Let me see here. Yeah. See, yeah, people don't, I think a lot of people don't understand secret societies and fraternities and information. Good information will never be shared to the top of the world, people above mm-hmm. ground, because they don't know what to do with basic information. So
right.
If you can't do basic ass shit, why would people want to give you good shit? That you got to mm-hmm. be part of something to get good shit. But Lucario, what say you, man?
Right. No, that's a fact. This is why the game is supposed to be sold, because, you know, a lot of people out there are not actually worthy of the game, of getting this information. I'm being real, because what happens is that, you know, some people don't recognize or realize, right, that it's a give and take situation. In order for you to get, you got to give. So a lot of guys, they want to get, for example, these women, but they don't want to give their time to better themselves to be attracted to women. You understand? They want to get all the sex, but what are you giving as far as your time, energy, and attention to be the type of guy women want to have sex with? You see what I'm saying? So it's the same thing with, when it comes to learning this game, is that guys want to get on YouTube, look at all the free videos, and be like, oh, well, yeah, I don't know anything about the game, but maybe I can just, like, cheat the game, and then I'm going to be able to make shit happen. And this, that mentality is the thing that's going to make you lose, because you're thinking you can get something for nothing. You see what I'm saying? And so but that your mindset was in that, because check this out. The free videos are laced with game, but because your mindset is, I can try to get something for nothing, you're going to get nothing out of it anyway, because you have the mindset that you can get something for nothing.
Yeah, you know? Right. And that's what it is. And one of the hardest things for a lot of guys to do is push aside their ego. It's just it is that you're a grown man, that you're mad because you're a grown man that you can't get women. You're mad that you can't operate, function in this world. You're mad that you give women power. So there's a lot of mad and upset. And then you come to us, and then you get mad at us for us being cooler than the other side of the pillow and shit, and right. winning and shit. So you're going to have to actually push aside your ego and your fucking hatred and shit and be a student if you really want to learn, because you getting mad at us is still going to keep you in the same fucking position, Lucario.
Right, exactly. Because, you know, it's like you're still going to be that same guy. So what the fuck is the point of getting mad at us?
Right. And that's what we always say to y'all guys. You know, it's amazing that guys will stand in line for a pair of Michael Jordans. It's amazing that even you guys go to college and do the things that you do. You got to understand investment, getting return on your investment. And that's what we teach you, a mental return.
Mm-hmm. That's a fact.
Yeah. This goes with anything, trainer, charge, information. Oh, absolutely. Everything. Everything. But this goes back to what Lucar and I said in the beginning. It's a very small fraternity. It's like its own secret society. The doors are open for those that want to humble themselves and come in. But the doors will not open for those who think they know more than the motherfuckers that have trained and learned game. It's amazing. Mm-hmm.
Right, that's a fact.
So guys, so, yeah. You got about 8 minutes to go. Yeah, you got 8 minutes to go, guys. If y'all want to call in, you can. If not, go ahead and ask a question. We got y'all covered if y'all have a question and everything. But
yeah.
So, but that's, you know, but it goes back to, see, this goes back to feminine. It goes back to why these guys are what they are. Because you know the most amazing thing, Lucario? If they had this attitude they had with us, with women, they would win.
Right.
But they talk all the shit to us, right? Mm. Talk all like they big dick McGriff, internet gangster shit.
Right.
Buckle in front of a woman. Can't even talk to a woman. Can't even ask for anything. It's crazy, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a fact. And that's the funny part is that, you know, you guys got all that strength and energy.
Yes.
When it comes to trying to disprove the game and y'all don't know what they're about this and that and talk all the shit. But the problem is that, you know, when it comes to them actually dealing with a woman, they scared of shit. It's crazy. The game is easy for you guys because you're probably packing, but what about the average size?
All right.
Yes.
So there's a few problems here that I'd like to help you out first off. This is not a space of homosexuality, and I always say before we are not mad, or nor do we have any hate or disdain for anybody out there that that like other men. Okay, so if you like other men, that do your thing. We're not mad at you, but here's the thing: never talk about what's between another man's leg, okay, and never talk about the average size man, but talk more about yourself. But see, this is what you need to understand about game. If you connect with a woman the way we show you, no matter how big your dick is, it's going to be great sex for her, because women are not thinking or operate like us. See, you're looking at the world that women are looking at you the way you're looking at them. Women have emotional connection. If you connect to emotion, it doesn't matter what size your dick is. To her, it'll be great sex because she's connecting her feelings to you penetrating her. If you learn game, but I just look, I learned that in a bubblegum rapper on the street, because I know you were asking me, so I'm just trying to help those and everybody else. But go ahead, Lucario.
Right. Right. Well, the thing is, man, these guys, you know, they don't understand about them. It keeps going back to these dudes. Like, again, they don't believe in themselves, so women ain't going to believe in you. You don't see yourself as attractive, women ain't going to see you as attractive. It's just like, I got to understand, man, this all starts from you. This is why we say the game is about you. You teach women how to treat you. You understand? It's that simple.
For you, the answer is no, because if you don't realize we've been saying the same fucking shit for years now, then this ain't for you. This is definitely not for you, okay? Let's see here. What does this guy say? I got my mind right. Once I lost weight, I build muscle. Again, I do. Guys, for all my guys, get your paper out. I do, I am. I do, I do, I do. It says, help me out getting women. Game ain't about women. I do. When I was fat, another I do. I wasn't happy with myself. That's your first I am and shit. But here you go. You're just broken, dog. You're just a broken individual, man. I don't know what your statement is for this, but you need some fucking serious help. Wait. How can women be the ones that are okay? Brad, let's look at you, Brad. And I'm Brad. Only credit I'm gonna give you, Brad. The only credit I'm gonna give you, Brad, is that you're showing your face. I will give you credit. So I'm gonna lighten up this detonate I'm about to hit your fucking ass with. Look at your fucking photo. Who the fuck is over there? Wait, you're looking over there. What do you see over there? Is it a monster? What the fuck are you fucking looking at? What is your photo supposed to tell a woman that's looking at you? What, you're metrosexual? What, there's a zombie to the fucking right of you? What the fuck are you looking at? And the fact that you're the fucking problem while the dating is fucked up, because you don't have a mouthpiece. You don't know how to talk to women. You don't have a fucking standard. You keep, your key word here is you, motherfucker. You're a loser. Lucario?
See, again, he's saying women are the ones who fucked up the dating market. So basically what he's saying is that women are the leaders. Women are the ones who dictate how this shit goes. So in his life, women are the ones who tell him what to do. They basically lead him. And he doesn't have any type of power. This is what we're talking about with the modern male, you know, gives up their power. You see what I'm saying?
Wait. How can they fuck up the dating market, Lucario, when you motherfuckers are going after them? You go on their only, they don't, wait. You go on their OnlyFans page. You walk up to them. You go to Red Pill Spaces because of women. Everything you're doing is because your worship of women. And yet they please tell us what they've done to fuck up. What have they done? Hey, Brad, please,
Brad,
tell us.
Brad, man, call up.
Brad ain't going to call in. Brad, we got a call right here, Brad, please tell us. I want you to tell us what a woman has done to fuck up a dating market in which you're not marketable. You're not marketable. So how can they fuck up something when you're the fucking problem? But hold on. Let's bring in this call. 831, sir. How can we help you, sir? What's up?
Hello?
Yes, sir. How can we help you, sir?
Yeah. I'm hearing that you guys don't really agree with a lot of the Red Pill stuff.
Okay, wait, sir. Okay, I understand that. What's your name and how old are you, sir, before we get into this discussion?
I'm 29. And I'm outside of the United States.
Okay.
I listen to
okay,
Lucario
okay.
sometimes.
Okay. All right. Well, it's a shame you should be listening to him all the time, but go ahead. So what is your question?
Sure.
Yes.
My question is, don't you guys believe that it would be beneficial to guys, you know, to improve
Wait. Call it. I'm sorry. I know you're new with me, but we do believe in homosexuality. We don't condone in it, but if you like to talk about other men, then I think that lies your problem. Can you tell me why you give a fuck about other men, sir?
I want to hear what you got to say, though.
Because I believe everyone should improve. That's why.
But then you have failed then, because you give a fuck. Which is, but please continue your question. What is your
question? Why not give a fuck? Don't you give a fuck? You give a fuck because you're talking to us right now, don't you?
No, I'm not talking to you because you talk about other men. No, but go ahead. Yeah, ask your question. We'll get to that in a little while. But go ahead and ask your question.
Oh, what was you going to say? Go ahead.
I was basically going to ask you guys, don't you believe that one of the key things that these guys need, like, because I was probably one of them when I was a little bit
younger. You are one of them still. No, you're still one of them, but go ahead and ask your question.
Nah, I get bitches.
Wait, I need to get to your question. One of the key things guys need is what?
My question is, you're saying that the red pill stuff is bullshit, blah, 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 and it's all within you and blah, 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 blah. What I'm saying, that is true. It's all within you. But what I'm saying, a lot of these guys, they don't get to that point unless they do something. So they need to do something,
either.
Which is self-improve.
They need to get better.
They need to get more money so that they can start believing in themselves and start to get more bitches.
Sir.
Wait. Let me ask you a question. So getting more money is going to make them get more bitches?
No. That's not my main point. My main point is it helps. It helps with their confidence because you could sit down here all day saying that they need to believe in themselves, but a lot of these motherfuckers are lost, and you could say that all day.
But you're lost with caller.
So by your logic, if they get money, it'll make them more confident, but then what happens if
not
they lose
just
it?
Money. Not just money.
For women.
Not just money.
Goes out the door
not
too.
Just money. I said work out and to get more money in your life.
How
to make something better than yourself and to get better as a person.
How does that help you believe in yourself more?
No,
because you're believing you're a loser. But how does lifting a weight give you assertiveness? Tell me.
Dude, how does lifting a weight aim at something that you can change about yourself.
Aim at something that you can change about yourself. I call it. Okay. You believe in that pill shit. Am I correct? You're 29 years old and you believe in fairy tales, right? You believe in the pill stuff. Am I correct?
I believe there are some good things to it. And I believe it helps.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you this question. What would you be if there was no movie called The Matrix? What would you use? Pineapples, oranges?
I really don't give a fuck about the definition of the fact that it's called red pill, blue pill. I don't give a fuck about that part.
Sir, but that's they're using a cloak to hide the fact that you're just a loser. It's okay to be a loser.
Dude, don't you use analogies all the time? I listen to you guys. You guys use analogies all the time. It's just an analogy.
Let me ask you this. So what I see what you're saying. So you're saying if they get money, work out, they'll be more confident in themselves and that'll help them get chicks. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that's one of the few things that they can do to actually believe in themselves more because your thing, what you're always saying, the game is inside you. So what I'm saying,
right.
A lot of these dudes would hear you say that, but they don't know how to make that happen.
That's why they need a mentor.
Caller, this is the thing. What you're saying is this is the problem, though. This is the problem. Okay, caller, let's say that you have a toothache, right? Right? And then somebody will say, well, maybe your tooth is aching because you don't brush your teeth right, right? So then you keep brushing your teeth, you get different mouthwashes and all this other shit, and your teeth keep still hurting. Then you go to the dentist, and the dentist says, yo, you got to get a root canal because it's actually the root as to why your teeth are hurting. Mm. So what you're saying is, well, get your money and go work out, and that's going to help you become confident. But all that's going to do is it's going to mask the insecurity.
Thank you.
Because what happens is that when those things get taken away or you can't work out or you can't get money for whatever reason or you're losing money, what happens is that you're going to feel worse than you started out because you thought you needed those things in order to feel good. So we're saying the root of the problem is the insecurity within themselves, and you can't cover that insecurity by getting money or getting or working out to believe in yourself, because what happens is that's surface level shit. Meaning you can work out and start looking at it. You know, man, I like the way I look and all this other stuff. What I'm saying is that if your confidence is strictly derived from that, then that means your insecurity is going to drop to new lows when you don't have that thing. That's what we're trying to say. So you want to be confident, and then you can have money on top of that. You want to be confident, and then you can look good on top of that. You don't want to look good or get money to try to get confidence. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Right, and caller, let me say something real quick. Caller, if you seem like you are very, I'm going to try to give you a compliment here. You're kind of smart here. So if you saw a car on the lot that was very shiny and looked very nice, are you just going to buy it on the general principle because it looks good?
No.
Yes or no?
No, okay, so I understand what you guys are saying. I understand.
Right, wait, you're going to look under the hood and see what the fucked up shit is wrong with it. So it doesn't matter how good you look on the outside, because women don't look the way you think they look at you guys. They can tell your pussy is tight by your behavior. You can have all the muscles in the world and can't look a bitch in the eye or even articulate yourself correctly, and she's going to realize you ain't shit, caller. So what does money and clothes and all that stuff matter if a woman can tell you got it when you open your fucking mouth, sir? Wait, sir, hello. Hello. Sir, why did he hang up? Wait. We asked him a good question. Why'd he hang up? Guys, listen. We just simplified and he hung up because he couldn't answer the question.
That's what happens. This is what we tell you guys, bro. Listen, get your money. That's great. You should have money. You should work out and feel good and look good. That's great. We're not saying anything's wrong with that. But what we're saying is that if you use that as a thing to say, well, now I can only be confident once I get the money up, or I'm going to only be confident once I look a certain way. What happens is that you are saying that I only feel good about myself because of these outside things that happen. So what happens is, on the flip side, you are setting yourself up to feel bad when it isn't there. So what we're saying is that you need to feel this way regardless of what's happening on the outside. That's the part that these guys don't get.
Yeah, I think they actually choose not to want to know. And they, because see, here's the thing that a lot of y'all guys don't understand.
1950 in the chat.
They choose to. Where's my dog Fiff at? I saw. Where is that? There he is. What they do is we're a mirror in their faces and showing them that they're the problem. If you don't like yourself, you are making excuses. You're scared to talk to women. You're scared to stand on shit. What do you think you're telling yourself when you get around? Do you think that lifting a fucking barbell is going to change something that is woven deep in your fucking mind? You think putting on a piece of clothing is going to change what you think? It doesn't work that way. Okay, guys, do you now, hopefully y'all guys understand why women have closet full of dresses. Y'all see that? Because y'all do think the same way. You see why women have closet full of dresses and closet full of shoes and a closet full of fucking purses and all that shit? Because just like the emotional woman, she thinks that fucking dress is going to make her feel a certain way, or those shoes, or that purse, or that makeup, weave, eyeliner, and all that shit they cake on. That's why y'all are in y'all feminine, because you want to put on muscle thinking that the muscle is going to change the mind. Doesn't work that way. Lucario, what say you, brother? There's a guy calling, but go ahead.
Right, and that's the thing guys don't get, man. It's like, yo, y'all got to understand that confidence comes from within you and this understanding who you are, because all these other things fluctuate. You can have money today and not tomorrow. You could be fit as shit, and then something happens to your body, or you get into a situation where you can't work out the same way, and your body won't look the same exact way. All of these things can be taken. You see what I'm saying? All these things you got externally can be taken away. So that's the best you guys got to understand.
Taken away like a motherfucker. Hold on, let's grab this last call. What's your question, brother? What's up, man?
Can you hear me, guys?
Yes, sir. What's up?
Okay. Okay, okay. I got this young female. I'm gonna get to call soon in 1 hour. And the thing is, like, I met her at the gym.
Wait, she gave me her number. Wait, stop. Let me. Okay. Is she legal? She's legal, right? She's legal, right?
Yeah. She said she was 19. Okay. So it's all green. Okay, I'm from Sweden, so 19 is legal.
Stop. So if she's legal, why are you trying to soften us up with some bullshit? Just say what you got to say and ask the question. What is her being
for sure. All right.
Yes. All right, go ahead. What's up?
Okay. So I'm going to call her. She's working now, so she told me to call her in 1 hour. So I'm thinking, like, you know, I want to keep it very short and simple, and I want to keep, like, I don't want to run out of things to say. You get me? I don't run out of things
away.
To say.
Throw her number away. Just let her go. Leave her alone. Listen, you do her a favor and don't waste her time. Because I promise you, if you're thinking this way, yes. Listen, if you don't know what the fuck to say to a goddamn woman, throw her number away and don't waste her time. Don't waste her time. Listen to what you're saying.
Wait, okay.
How old are you? She's 19. How old are you?
I am 23 and she's 19.
You're 20, so a 19-year-old has you in a way where you can't even fucking talk to the bitch? You don't even know what to say to a 19-year-old.
I can talk to the bitch.
Then why don't you fucking talk to the bitch then? What the fuck do you want?
I will, but I want to do it in a seducing way.
Dog, you ain't got a seducing part of bone in your body.
Wait, call her. Hold on, call her. Okay. You said she told you to text her or call her in an hour because she's at work or something like that?
Yeah, she's at work, so she's going to get her break, and I will call her in 1 hour. In 1 hour, she'll have a break.
Okay. Wait, hold on. Did you text her or tried to call her? Which one was it?
No, I texted her. She gave me her phone number. She told me, call me in 1 hour.
This is what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, where did you meet this woman?
I met her at the gym. She was giving me choosing signals. She was looking at me, and I had to make the approach, and I did, and I got her phone number and her Instagram account.
Okay, so you got her phone number. Now, what I'm saying to you is, what did you text her that made her say, call me in an hour, or I'll talk in an hour? What did you say in the text?
Okay, so I got her Instagram account. So I wrote her on her Instagram account when I got it. Give me your phone number. I will give you a call later at evening. So she told me, call me in 1 hour. You get me?
So when y'all met, she gave you the Instagram?
He begged for it like a weak bitch. So sad.
So you said to her, give me your Instagram.
What a weaker.
Yeah, that's what we do in Sweden. We take the Instagram from the girls. That's how we pick up girls. Or a phone number, but phone number is like a little bit, you know, it's,
Why did you get the Instagram just to get the phone number?
I mean, like, the thing is I have very sick profile on my Instagram, so she gets to see, like, you know, I got a life going on. I have a lot of things to do, I have status on my Instagram.
So, caller, why didn't you just text her on the Instagram? So what do you want to do with this woman? Do you want to hook up, take her out? What do you want to do?
Hey, hook up, take her out, and see where it leads, you know? She's very beautiful. She's from South America, and I don't know.
What makes her beautiful?
Hello? Her physical body and the way she proceeded to me.
You say you got a profile and a picture that shows you have a life. Am I correct? Can you read your profile to us, please?
Yeah.
No, he's on my Instagram.
Do you have a profile statement of yourself, sir?
Yeah.
And what does it say?
Oh, you want to go into Instagram and check it?
No, read it. Read it. Let us see, because I'm trying to show you your picture ain't your fucking profile or your personality. Excuse me, your picture's not your personality. So all that bullshit that you took pictures of are nothing but lies. They're all lies. You want to know why? Because you don't know what to say to a fucking bitch. They're all lies.
Okay.
All those fake photos
okay.
you took
okay.
of the football and catching it and cooking, those are lies because that's not your fucking person. You're lying. You're trying to portray that you have a life and that you're about something, and you
yeah.
don't even know what to say to a bitch. But here's my question. What was you going to say to her if she
yeah.
didn't say call me in an hour? What would you have said to her?
Right.
I would have left her, and I'm like, I would never proceed. I would wait for her to hit me up. I would just continue with my life.
No. What if you reached out to her and she didn't say, don't call me in an hour? She wanted to talk to you right then. What would you have said to her?
I would have called her. I'm like, it's not like I'm
okay, you
would have
called her.
Girls, but I want
to
do it.
What would you say to her? Okay. What would you say to her if you would have called her? What would you say to her?
Yeah, I'll be like, what's up? Like, how you doing? How is work? And I'll be like, continue talking. Like, hey, it was very nice seeing you at the gym. Like, I haven't seen you before there. That was our first time, blah, blah, blah. You know, it would be like,
all that basic, boring, friendly talk that's going to show that you ain't shit when she matches up what you're saying to that fake-ass lie of a bunch of those fake pictures. You see why you're losing?
Exactly.
Right.
So that's why I called. I don't want that friendly vibe. I want that seducing vibe. How do I do that?
You go away. You ain't talking, Cario.
Caller. This is the issue, though. This is the issue. One of the things is your mindset, and another thing is you not being able to execute and be direct. So one of the things I say was your mindset is because you are trying to use your Instagram. This is why you want to get the girls with the Instagram, because you want them to see your cool-ass Instagram, correct?
Yeah.
Right, because you want them to think that you're like this cool guy. Now, nothing wrong with that necessarily. But understand, if you are not that guy, it's going to make you look worse. You understand that?
But I am that guy. I'm a, like,
you're
I,
not
I
that guy.
So this video
no, you, don't even know, you don't even know
I'm
what
like,
the state of
activity
is.
The
you know what I'm saying? So,
on
what
Instagram,
I'm saying
I
is
them. It's me.
No. Caller. Hold on, caller. Do you ever use online dating?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay,
I do.
You ever seen a girl on an online dating site and she look really good, and then when you meet her in person, she don't look that good?
It has happened, yes.
Right. So this is the same thing that's going to happen for you. She's like, oh, look at this guy's cool Instagram. He's a cool guy. And so in her mind, you're a cool guy. You understand? But then when you text her or call her and you don't know what to say, she's going to be like, oh, he's not as cool as I thought.
Because he's asking me what I do for a living and how is my life going and what did I have for breakfast.
Okay, so that's why I called the guy.
Huh?
That's why I called
Listen,
the guy. So
okay, but here's the problem.
I...
We give you the answer. You got to keep coming back to us for the answers because you don't know what the fuck you're doing. That's what I'm saying. Let her throw her number away and spare her wasted time with a guy that doesn't know what the fuck he's doing, big guy.
So, caller, this is what you got to do. This is what I say for you to do, bro. This is what I say for you to do, right?
Yeah.
And this is not just for this woman, but in general. Stop trying to floss with your Instagram. You understand what I'm saying? Now, if you meet a girl and y'all exchange Instagrams, whatever, that's cool. But what I'm saying is you want to get to the point. So what I'm saying is that when you contact her through Instagram or on the phone, you say, hey, what's up? When are you free so we could get together and do this, this, or that? You understand? So the question is, because I asked you, what do you want to do with her? You're like, well, I want to hook up. I want to do – like, what do you want to do specifically? So what I'm saying is that – okay, so what I'm saying is the question I'm asking you is this. What do you want to happen with this woman when you see her?
He just wants to fuck. Watch.
You want to fuck, Colin?
Bro. For sure. It's deeply programmed inside me. Of course I want to fuck.
Okay, then why don't you
I
just
don't
ask
drink
the
cup of tea with her.
Okay, there you go. So, look. Again, why don't you spare the dinners and hanging out? Just say, let's fuck. Why, I mean, if that's what you want to do, why don't you just ask for what you want? Why? Okay, listen. It's like Lucario said. You're going to make it worse by acting like you're interested when all you want to do is fuck. So if all you want to do is fuck, then ask for what you want and get this shit out of the way. Listen, all roads lead to you being a loser and not going to get no pussy. So why not just do it? Why not get it out of the way? Ask for some pussy now, and then that way she can let you down now instead of you getting mad at her. See, let me tell you what you're going to do. You're going to be on the phone with her, talk to her, and lie to her, try to manipulate her, deceive her. And then it's going to come back to her not being interested in you. You'll be the first one on those red pill sessions saying women ain't shit. Women are this and women are that. So why don't you just get out of the way?
Ah, bro, I love women, man.
If you want to fuck, just tell her you want to fuck. What's the problem? If that's all you want to do, ask for what you want.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I'm like talking, like, let's say I talk sexually with her, you know, like very sexually. Does that scare them away, like, as a first phone call?
All right, call it, call it. Let's do the math here. Okay, let's do the math. You have this, I guess, this amazing Instagram page of you just, maybe you're throwing a ball in, maybe you're cooking or you're lifting weight or beating up a bear or ripping the throat of a lion or some shit. You're doing such amazing things. As soon as you, as soon as she hears your voice, she's going to know you're full of shit. And at that point, she's going to realize, you know what? If you want to play, let's play. And by the time we end up playing, I'm going to have your bank account and you won't have any. So hey, if you're riding a hippopotamus or a dragon, you know, all those fake photos of you being a Viking and shit, or you charging down a mountain and all that, throw all that shit away, brother, because that's not you, Lucario.
Will you text her? So you're gonna call her in an hour?
Yeah, now not anymore. Like, I don't know. You guys have still not helped me. Like, bro, you guys are talking exactly like.
We just told you what to do. We said, tell her you want to fuck.
Tell her you want to fuck. What's the problem? That's what you want to
do. So that's it. So, okay. I call her. I'll be like, she'll be like, hey, what's up? I'm like, I want to fuck. Like, come on, guys.
But wait a second. What's the difference between, well, what are you doing today, and how is your day going, and what did you eat for salad? And when you put it, you just want to fuck.
Wait, caller. How is not saying you want to fuck going to help you fuck?
Well, I can say like I want to fuck like a little bit later into the conversation maybe.
She knows
but not,
you
like,
want to fuck. Caller.
First thing
she
I say like.
Call her. She knows you want to fuck. She knows.
Oh, call her. This is what we're trying to say. You hit her up. And you listen, call her. You hit her up. You say, hey, what's up? Listen, what are you doing this weekend? She's going to be like, oh, I'm probably got to do this, so I'm free or whatever. Cool. Since you're free Saturday, I'm free Saturday too. So this is what I want us to do. I want you to meet up with me at my place, and we're going to have sex. Is that too hard to do, caller?
As real as you can be, because that lines up with your thoughts.
That's not hard to do. You see, Lucario, now you're spitting fucking game. That's what I wanted to hear. You see, something similar. Now I'll put it in the same similar way.
We just said the same thing. Set up the pussy. That's it. Then listen, if all you want to do is fuck, why lie to her? Why beat around the bush?
Right.
That's just going to make things worse because she's going to call you a liar. Listen. The truth is, all things going to come down to the road that you're creepy, weird, needy, thirsty, and desperate. So she's going to say no anyway. So you might as well get it out of the way right now so your feelings don't get hurt later on. By then, you're going to go to the red pill. I'm telling you, I know you guys. So get it out of the way now. Go and be weird, creepy, thirsty, nasty, and desperate and tell her that, let's fuck. But I respect you more because at least you're being honest with her versus lying to her, dog.
How is it being creepy, weird, and nasty if you want to fuck? Everybody want to fuck.
Okay, it makes you creepy, weird, nasty when you're asking her boring-ass questions you don't give a fuck about. You don't care about those questions. You don't give a fuck about what she likes or what she doesn't like. You just want to fuck her. So why not just ask for it? See, what you were about to do was like, hey, what is going on? Which is, how is your birthday? How are you doing at your job? Where you right. So you're that's weird and creepy because you don't give a fuck about that shit. So get it out of the way.
Isn't there – okay, hold on.
What?
Isn't there something called get to know the person?
You don't want to get to know her. You want to see her butthole. You don't want to get to know her.
Call her. That's why we asked you, what do you want? You said you want to fuck. So why are you trying to get to know her if you just want to fuck?
Yeah, you just want to fuck. Oh, wait, so do you want to wife her?
That's
because
very interesting.
Well, I don't want to wife her, but...
Well,
then what, you just want to fuck her, right? You want to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. Am I correct? That's all you want, right?
Yeah. For sure.
Then like Lucario said, what are you doing this weekend? I'm free Saturday. Come through so we can get our fuck on. Just fuck. Hey, that's it. Hey, dog.
Okay. So.
Yes.
The ideal length of the conversation should be 1 hour, 20 minutes, 5 minutes. How short should I keep it?
No, it's a simple. Okay. Have you ever heard the rule of Jill Scott? You know what the rule of Jill Scott is? It's the one thing a woman has fucking said that is absolutely right. All right, here's the rule of Jill Scott. Listen to this. Listen.
I say it like this. If you can tell me what to do, then you can tell me what to do. But if you can't tell me what to do, you can't tell me what to do.
Damn. So. Are you going to tell her what to do or not? It's that simple.
You talk about hours, 5 minutes, bro. It just tell her what it needs to happen, and that's how much time it takes.
Yeah.
Just tell her that. Tell her what it is.
Sure. Tell her what to do.
So you worried about
coming smoothly.
What happened? Say it again.
I will come in very smoothly, and then I will get into the point.
You're
and
not
I'm just
smooth.
Deep.
Okay,
I'm leaving it at that.
Okay, brother. Here lies the problem. You're not smooth. As I said before, buddy, she's looking at your photo
with you.
Wait. Listen. She looks at your Instagram. She sees you opening the mouth of a lion. She sees you wrestling with a bear. You're on a dragon and shit. You're swimming with crocodiles.
Yeah.
Then you open your weak fucking mouth. So it goes to show her that you're full of fucking shit. She knows you ain't shit. So for those reasons, she's going to say no to you automatically. But at least you can be a man for the first time in your life and ask for what you want. She's going to say no, but it's better to just get that weird shit out of the way now.
Yo, you are very pessimistic, my brother.
What? I'm saying your IG photos. Come on. You think your photos are your fucking weak personality? I'm saying. Look, hey, you slayed Godzilla. I mean, they got a picture of you on Godzilla probably. And shit. You got all these great, marvelous photos, but as soon as you open your fucking mouth, let me see if I can find that shit. Where's it at when he opens his mouth and shit? Well, no, that's not it. I can't even find the shit. When you open your motherfucking mouth, you're like,
is it okay?
Women can smell bitch, and you just don't realize your pussy is tighter than hers. So anything that you say to her is going to come like some tight pussy-ass shit because you're lying. Look, those photos are a lie. And you choose to live a lie.
Carl, let me ask you a question. Be honest. Yeah. Have you ever told a woman you wanted to have sex with her and you had sex with her?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so then if that's the case, then why didn't you just do it again right now? What's the issue?
Okay, let me tell you the difference. Because that woman I told so to was... like a slut kind of girl, you get me? Like a freaky girl, you get me? But this one, she is more of like Orthodox Catholic type of girl, a little bit angel side. You know what I mean?
But no, I don't know what caller. I don't know what caller. King over a bitch you don't know nothing about. Listen to what you're saying. Well, Steven, she looks very good. Her body is very nice, and she looks very attractive and all this other stuff. Oh my God, she's so beautiful. Listen to what the fuck you're saying. You caking over a bitch you know nothing about. So that means you're going to do and say what you think she wants to hear versus what she needs to know. And what she needs to know is that all you want to do is fuck Saturday night. That's it. I don't want a relationship. I just want to fuck you.
That's it. Okay.
What's the problem?
He don't want to do that shit. Scared.
Yeah,
what do you mean?
Well, I mean that when she knows
what do you mean
I don't kill lions.
No.
Wait, call her. So you're going to wait till y'all get married to have sex? Huh?
No, bro, what the fuck? No, listen, bro. Listen.
I went to bitches, I mean, like, she's Catholic and all this other stuff. So does that mean you're going to wait longer because she's a Catholic church woman? Huh?
No, I just want to come in smoothly without scaring her away. Like, you know, there's a lot of...
Smooth? You, the only way you can come off smoothly is be smooth.
But well, why are you worried about being smooth for?
So it doesn't scare her away, you get me?
She's already scared
her away. Wait, hold on. Hold on. So you worried about scaring her away? So wait, you think if a woman wants to fuck you, you're going to scare her away by telling her you want to fuck? Does that make any sense, caller?
Bro, okay, let me tell you a story that happened like a week ago. Let me tell you a story. Okay. There was this girl I met at a club.
Yeah.
She had very high interest in me, so she pulled up on me, and we exchanged contact information, everything. And I told her, let's go home to me so you can suck my dick so I can eat your pussy from behind.
Good.
And that actually scared her. You know what I mean? But at the same time, she liked it. She told me, like, I scared her away a little bit, but she liked it, you know?
What's the problem?
I told her, like, a lot of... What?
What's the problem? Why don't you just say the same thing to the other girl?
Yeah, did you have sex with this woman?
With this one, yes, absolutely. But there's difference between them.
You didn't scare her off, right? You had sex with her, right? So why don't you say the same thing to this woman right here?
Okay, so there is no, like, it's not like you've been transparent and very straightforward.
Caller, you're not being transparent because if she goes to your profile, she's going to see photos of you doing wild and extraordinary things. And as soon as you open your
mouth. Yo, it's crazy, bro.
We're not laughing at you, laughing with
yo.
As soon as you open your mouth, she's going to look at the photos, and then she's going to look at you and realize you're not.
Yo. But hey, you gotta be honest though. Let's be real here. Lucario and my man here. So the thing is, it's good to have a good Instagram profile. I mean, like, it's like you're selling yourself. You know, you're saying that, okay, this is me. You know, this is what I do. So the only thing I did with my Instagram profile is, like, I documented my life. It's not like it's not me.
Right. We understand you document your life. So you're documenting a life that is a fucking lie. Because when she hears you talk, okay, when you open up your mouth, because you're like, yeah, I can fuck up the bears and lions and shit, and I'm a man's man and a man's man, right? So as soon as you open up your as soon as you open up your, okay, she thinks you sound like,
yeah, I'm a man. Oh.
When you open your mouth, you're going to be like,
well, hi. You know, I just want to know what you do for a living and what's your last boyfriend and who you're looking for.
And she does that shit,
yo, come on,
you realize you're full of shit. Because that's a lie. And look, this is a look. She'll go to your profile. You'll be like,
yeah, I defeated the lion. And I defeated the dragon. Yeah, look at me. Look at me. I've got power. I'm strong. I'm a fucking winner.
Hey. The man might be the fucking man. I need
to like, oh my God,
I'm going to call it soon.
Can we talk?
God damn, come on, man. Come on, you have roasted me enough, man.
Well, no, I'm not roasting. I'm just telling you, you guys lie. This is not you. You're not that.
Yo, bitches like who? Bitches like
no,
who?
No, we don't do that. See, we don't do that. We
like
do. Yeah, you said bitches like this. What?
Yo, man. Come on, man. You already told us you fucked some girl that you said that you fucking told you wanted to fuck, and she fucked you. You do this to this 19-year-old woman, this little 19-year-old chick. Why you can't do that?
Well, huh? One more time. What was the question?
Why can't you tell this 19-year-old girl you want to fuck? Just like you told the other chick you was dealing with you wanted to fuck. It's the same shit.
Why you got to do something different with this one?
What makes her so special? That's you got to do something different with her.
Exactly. So that's why I called you guys. So now I know what the fuck to do. I'm going to be straightforward. I'm going to ask her how you're doing everything. Then immediately go straight to the point. I'll be like, you're carrying that beautiful body of yours. I wonder, carry on from that shit, being straightforward.
How you going to say that shit to her? Tell us how you going to say it. What you going to say to her?
No,
I got you. I'll be the bitch. I'll be the bitch, okay? Okay, I'll be the bitch.
I'm the bitch. Hello. Hi. Okay, I'm the bitch. So what are you saying to her? I'm the bitch. Go ahead. Hello.
Hey, what's up, Shirley? How you doing?
Oh, hi. Well, I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm good. You know.
Oh, yeah. I like it.
I've been thinking
good.
About you today.
Oh, really? What have you been thinking about? You know, I've been thinking about you, too.
Well,
you know, it's amazing. Yeah, I went on your profile page, and I saw you beat that bear up, and then I saw you slay that alligator. Oh, my God, I'm saying so manly.
Hell, yeah, that's me, girl. That's me. Imagine what I could do with you, darling.
What do you mean, do with me?
Keep going, motherfucker. Keep going.
Okay. What do you mean do with me? What are you talking about?
Well, I've been having this thought, you know. I've been having this thought of you chilling with me at home. And then I make you stand by your knees. And I'm standing up in front of you. Yes, butt naked on your knees. Butt naked on your knees.
Wait. Are you saying you want to fuck me?
Yes, of course. Of course I want to fuck you. But let me get to the point.
Okay,
let me get to the point, girl. Listen. Be silent and listen. Yes, because I want you to lay down there on your knees. No, stand on your knees. So I'm standing there.
Wait, you want me standing or laying on my knees? Okay, I don't know.
Yes!
Hold on, listen, man.
I didn't hit the punchline, bro.
No, but listen. You're doing good, though. So this is what he's trying to tell you.
Yes.
All that same energy, just holler at her with that same energy, bro, and tell her you're trying to smash, man.
Yeah.
Fuck all this other extra shit. Okay?
Yeah.
For sure. For sure. Hey, that was a great laugh. Thank you, guys.
No, you got it, man. Hey, listen. I need more sharks.
Yes.
You fuck the bears and dragons. Have more photos of you fighting a shark or some shit, okay? That's the key.
For sure, man. Hey, guys, I know what to do now, guys. Thank you so much.
All right, there you go. Be all you can be.
Sure.
Yes. Hey, wait, do you have bail money so we can bail your ass out when she gets a call to the police because you're harassing her? I'm just fucking with you, man. All right, he's gone. Yeah, all right. So, yeah, man.
Oh, man, that's too funny. All right, people, that's a wrap.
We got to go. All right, guys, we out this bitch, man. We'll see y'all next Tuesday, man. Peace, man. I am a guy show tonight, man. Let me see y'all. Peace.
That shit was funny, though.
I'm going to grab that clip, dog. We was crap. Oh, that was good. I'm going to post that shit, dog. That shit was funny, dog.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right.
I'm holler back, brother. Peace, man. Oh, shit, man. Oh, my God. Oh, that fucking. Oh, my sides.